Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Democratic lawmakers in the Twin Ports are pushing back against the continued presence of federal immigration officers in Minnesota. Representative Lish Kozlowski says their caucus will introduce legislation creating ICE-free safety zones at places like schools, childcare centers, courts, and hospitals, and tightening rules on federal agents' conducts. Representative Pete Johnson says the presence of ICE isn't about public safety, immigration, or fraud, but instead making an example out of Minnesota. Student and community organizations are calling for an expanded national shutdown tomorrow, building on last week's day of no shopping, no school, and no work. KRMN Executive Director Jaylani Hussein says Minnesota is leading the nation with a whistle, a warm heart, and care for our neighbors.
We have lost two incredible people, Brene Good and Alex Preddy. But in this moment, it is a time for people to stand up.
Good was killed on January 7th and Preddy on Saturday. Last Friday's strike was the first citywide general strike in the U.S. in 80 years. This is MNN.